Alliance voters will decide whether to continue funding a permanent improvement levy. The Board of Education approved placing the five-year renewal of the two-mill tax on the November 3rd ballot Tuesday. The levy, first approved in 1992, generates about $317,000 a year. Superintendent Rob Gress updated the board on summer projects, including resurfacing of parking lots at the high school, middle school, and early learning center, high school roof repairs, and a new digital marquee at the early learning center. This year marks the 66th edition of the Greater Alliance Carnation Festival. Appearing on WDPN's Rex in the Morning, Sue Grove, president of the festival's executive board, says the event gets better every year.
At the end of every year, we look at what went well in areas for improvement, how we can make it better. Sometimes it's changes, sometimes it's enhancements, but we really do look at that as a board.
Upcoming events include the Carnation Trail Run, which takes place Saturday morning on the Iron Horse Trail. The festival officially begins July 30th and continues through August 9th. The list of events is available at carnationfestival.com. Jackson Township man will not serve jail time for a traffic crash that killed a motorcyclist last year. Massillon Municipal Court Judge Andrea Scassa sentenced 25-year-old Luca Stambaugh to a suspended 90-day jail term Wednesday after he pleaded no contest to vehicular manslaughter. He must complete 60 hours of community service, pay fines, and serve a one-year license suspension. The charge stems from a July 2025 crash on Frank Avenue Northwest that killed 58-year-old Larry Jeffries. 16-year-old Carrollton girl identified as the victim of deadly crash in Carroll County. The Highway Patrol says Elizabeth Farrell was killed Tuesday morning. The vehicle in which she was riding left County Road 52 in Orange Township, hit a ditch, and crashed into an embankment. The driver, 18-year-old Gage Craig of Bowerston, suffered serious injuries. Troopers say neither teen was wearing a seatbelt. Massillon man being held on $50,000 bond after being arraigned today. 66-year-old Charles Smith appeared in Massillon Municipal Court on charges of disseminating matter harmful to juveniles and tampering with evidence. Police say he sent an explicit photo to a juvenile through Snapchat, then deleted the app and encouraged the victim to delete photos. Preliminary hearing set for July 30th. Former Canton school property being redeveloped into affordable housing. Habitat for Humanity and the City of Canton are planning Baxter Landing, the former Baxter Elementary site on 13th Street Southwest. The project will include 16 single-family homes designed to help address the region's housing shortage. Construction details are still being finalized. Akron-Canton Airport bringing more locally made products to travelers through a new partnership with the Ohio State University's Northeast Ohio Ag Innovation Center. Passengers will now find food, drinks, and other items from Northeast Ohio producers available throughout the terminal. Airport officials say the program supports local farmers and small businesses while giving travelers a taste of the region. Seasonal farmers markets and other special events are also planned. A former nanny will spend at least the next 70 years in federal prison for sexually abusing two toddlers in her care. 26-year-old Molly Duncan of Beechwood sentenced Wednesday in Cleveland federal court after pleading guilty in April to child sexual exploitation, distributing abuse images, and possessing child sex abuse material. Prosecutors say the abuse happened in Portage and Geauga counties between 2023 and 24. Portage County jury has found a man guilty of 20 felony counts for sexual abuse of a child. 57-year-old Craig Koenig of Sagamore Hills Township was convicted July 14th of 10 counts of rape, 10 counts of gross sexual imposition. Prosecutors say Koenig abused a young girl in an Aurora home over a three-year period beginning in 2016 when the victim was 7 years old. A former police officer will not serve jail time after being sentenced for threatening a Columbiana County judge, prosecutor, and others. 45-year-old Matthew Elser of Columbiana received 5 years probation in common pleas court Wednesday after pleading guilty last month to charges of intimidation, retaliation, aggravated menacing, and unlawful restraint. Visiting Judge Edward O'Farrell ordered Elser to continue mental health treatment. He could face prison if he violates probation. Salem City Council approved new three-year union contracts that include pay increases for firefighters and other city employees. Firefighters' contract includes an initial market-based pay adjustment, followed by 2% raises each year for 3 years. The Salem News reports the contract provides a 3% raise in the first year, followed by 2% increases in years 2 and 3. The agreements are retroactive to July 1st. National Weather Service says an EF0 tornado struck parts of Trumbull and Mahoning counties Tuesday night. The tornado produced peak winds of 85 miles per hour and traveled more than 6 miles from Liberty Township through Hubbard, Youngstown, and Coitsville Township before crossing into Lawrence County, Pennsylvania. The storm snapped and uprooted trees, caused minor damage to a home, and flipped a wagon attached to a trailer. The tornado was on the ground for about 16 minutes.